Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your friend Cece, and I'm here with this week's episode of From the Mind of Cece. So, how was your week? I'm hoping everybody had a blessed and prosperous week as always. And I am hoping that everybody is still self-quarantined. Okay, please. Please tell me y'all not going out here in these streets. I know New York is still on lockdown, but I know other states are easing up a lot. And I am seeing people's posts, and I am quite frankly scared and disappointed in a lot of my people. It's crazy. I know you guys seen the post about Georgia and Atlanta going crazy as soon as they opened up last week. It's just, I don't even know what to say. So for me personally in New York, we are still on lockdown. Cuomo does not play that. He is not playing these games. And honestly, I mean, mostly for me, I have not really been out since mid-March. So I haven't really gone out. I really don't go anywhere. I only go if it's like for groceries and essentials for the house and things I really, really have to do. And if I do go out, I do not go out without masks and gloves. That's another thing in New York. You cannot enter a store in New York City without a mask on. They will turn you around. They will not let you in. And I already know for me personally, the quarantine, I felt it this week. It's starting to affect me a little bit. I mean, before I was just like, oh, it's quarantine. We got to do it. But now it's starting to really weigh on me. I'm starting to feel a little bleh. You know, feeling a little off, a little down. I miss people. I mean, you talk to them on the phone, but it's not the same. The human interaction, you know, going to brunch with your friends and doing things. And I'm so scared that life will never totally be the same that it was. But we have to stay strong, and you just keep thinking about, is it worth your life, you know? And for me, you know, I had bronchitis since I was a kid, so I'm really worried about me catching it, so I'm really making sure that I'm staying in. I really try hard. I'm Lysoling everything. You know, I have my brother that lives with me. When he goes out or if anybody comes in or whatever have you, I'm spraying, I'm Lysoling, I'm doing everything I can to make sure that whatever's outside does not come inside here. I'm really trying, y'all. So I don't know if you guys saw or if it was on your timeline this week about the rabbi's funeral. 2,500 people, okay? 2,500 people was there. It was so bad, the mayor had to go down there. And mind you, this is in Williamsburg. I'm in Best Eye. I'm real close to Bedford Ave. So it's really a walk away from me where they were. And it was just out of control. 2,500 people. It's sickening. I don't even know what to say. It's just like I'm baffled about it. I mean, I know before they had the kids in the barbershop, it was only like 60 of them. They were doing like a rap video in Canarsie, and people got arrested, people got summoned. 2,500 people, okay? No summonses, no arrests. But you already know what that story is about, and you already know about the injustice with that. We've been living that all of our lives, our parents' lives, our grandparents' lives, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-parents' lives. We know what it is, and we know why. So I'm going to talk briefly about Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, I'm talking about you guys, okay? I've seen the pictures and the videos of how you guys are flocking to these nail salons and hair salons and just acting like we don't have a global pandemic right now. I mean, I saw this one picture and video. There was a nail salon. They had clear shower curtains, okay, between the customer and themselves, and they were sitting there getting their nails and feet done. I mean, I'm a nail tech. I mean, that one really hit closer to me, but no. I'm not taking anybody to at least June, and that's touch and go. But I don't want to see no clients that I don't need to see before June. I'm not doing it. It's crazy. I mean, what is a clear shower curtain going to do between you and the nail tech? It's crazy. I've seen these long lines and just people blocks and blocks and blocks long. And I'm just like, come on now. Come on. Really? And shout out to my friend Aaliyah. You know, she's down with the Fly Nubian Queens. She's Goddess Masterpiece. Shout out to you, Goddess Masterpiece Aaliyah. She was talking about it too, talking about how our self-esteem is so low that we had to go get beauty regimens done, and how we had to go get our nails done and our hair done and things like that. And I totally agree. Your self-worth and your self-love, is it really worth it to do all that during this time? I mean, it's crazy right now. And I'm a nail tech, and I'm saying this to you. It's not worth it. I don't get it. If you gotta sit there with a shower curtain in between, and mind you, you're not even going to Black-owned businesses where they care about your health and well-being. You're going to a chop shop to get it done. They don't care about you. They're using the same materials on everybody. They're not cleaning and disinfecting everything properly, but you're sitting down there getting your nails and your feet done. I don't understand. I really don't understand it. And I saw this other post from this comedian named Ryan Davis. Shout out to him. He was talking about how us men, good Lord, I'm not a man.
I'm not yet.
I'm just kidding. how men have to validate or help validate women to make us feel more valuable, that we don't have to do these type of things. And I agree with that as well. I mean, nobody can help you with your self-esteem. You know, that's self-esteem. It comes from you. But it is nice for someone to tell you about yourself and how beautiful you are, and that you don't need to do those things. Somebody to lift you up and not tear you down, and not looking at all these video girls and IG models, and you looking at that and you looking at yourself and you see yourself not as worthy. So I understand to a point, but it's not worth risking your life, baby girl. It's not. It really isn't. There's a lot of things you could do at home to your own nails that could hold you over until it's safe. But again, shout out to Leah with the gem about self-love. We have to love ourselves, and we don't have to run out there and do those things. So that was our first half, and we will be right back with our second half on our main topic, which is non-romantic men, okay? We're going to go right into it after this break.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman from Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And you are now listening to From the Mind of CC Podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the show. So we're going to jump right into our topic, non-romantic men. So I was on IG or Facebook, one of the two, and I saw this meme. It says, stop dating men who don't know about, and it had bullet points: date nights, vacation, surprises, and flowers. And it really made me sit there and think, like, damn. True facts. Facts. Facts, 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 facts. I don't know what's going on with this generation. And the Generation Z, forget it. But this seemed like there's a lack of romance. It's just really sad. I don't know what to tell you. So I'm going to break it down by bullet point. So they said date nights. That's a must, you guys. You have to have date nights. I don't care if you've been together for 2 months, 2 years, or 20 years. You should still go out on dates. You should still be dating and wooing your partner. Guys, get it together if you're not doing that. Nobody just wants to sit in the house, watch TV, and cook for you every time. Come on. You have to keep it spicy. Keep them juices flowing. You know what I'm saying? Take your lady out. Daggone it. Come on. You have to take her out. It's crazy. You mean to tell me you with your girl and y'all never go anywhere? You don't go to the movies. You don't go for a romantic dinner. You don't go to a nice trip to the museum. Nothing? Come on. And it's not only on the guys, ladies. If your guy takes you out, you gotta take them out sometimes too. Not every time. Maybe every other time, every 3 times. Something. Once a month, something. Return the favor to them so they don't feel like they're being taken for granted or that you don't appreciate it or all the weight's on them. But still, you have to have date night. You gotta keep it spicy. You gotta still woo your girl. Once you get her, that's some guys, they just think, that's it, I got her. Don't worry about it. We ain't gotta do nothing else. No, no, absolutely not. Because a woman's gonna get bored. A woman's gonna wanna go out on the town, get fancy, put on her good dress or her good outfit, get her hair, her nails done, and look pretty out on the town. She's gonna want that. Every female, well, most females, I ain't gonna say all. I'm not gonna say all. I'm not gonna put this all in one generalization. Most females like that. So the next bulletin point is vacations. I'm not even gonna hold you. I am not an expert on that. I literally just got my passport last year. I know. Don't look at the screen funny. Don't look at the phone funny. Yes. I just got my passport last year. So I really haven't gone anywhere too crazy. I mean, yes, I've been to little trips here and there upstate or New England or Georgia, you know, the DMV area. But besides that, no, I haven't really gone or nobody's went the extra mile to really take me on a nice vacation. I know. Don't feel sorry for me. It just hasn't happened. You know, it's just not in the cards right now. Hopefully one day. Hopefully somebody will step up or I meet somebody that steps it up. But as of now, no, I haven't gone any grand vacations. It's crazy. I don't know. It's just maybe the caliber of people that I'm running into. I don't know. I haven't really met too many females that have dudes that do that. There are some girls that I know that do go on vacations like that. You know, kudos. But the majority, nah, we local. We local with it, you know? We go somewhere local. Poconos if we lucky. Atlantic City if we lucky. Foxwoods if we lucky. Shoot. It is what it is. So the next bulletin point is important to me too. Surprises. What woman doesn't like surprises? You come home from work or you come home or you go to his house and there's rose petals on the floor or, you know, something nice for you, a teddy bear, the perfume that you like, that extra effort. What woman doesn't like that? And it's sad that some females are not getting that. How are you not getting that? That's crazy. If it's not your birthday or it's not Valentine's Day, you should be getting gifts just because. That's a basic. I don't understand. Why is that difficult? Why is it so hard to get a nice surprise gift? You see a lady likes a certain color or something. He said, oh, look at this cute little pink t-shirt. I know my girl would like this. Let me grab this for her. Let me surprise her with something. Come on. You should be able to do that for your lady. That's a given. It's sad that if you're not getting that, that's something sweet. You should be getting your mate something sweet. And it's not just for us to get. Men should be getting that too. You know, you see a guy, he likes to wear his polo or whatever undershirts. You see him on sale, oh, let me get my guy some nice little undershirts. I see he's running low on them. Let me grab this for him. Or, oh, I see his cologne bottle is getting close to empty. Let me surprise him and get him this nice cologne. It goes both ways as well, but it has to be done. You have to have surprises for your mate. You can't just have it one-sided too, ladies. Don't just be showering your guy with gifts and it's not being returned. I mean, there's been times where I was doing the surprising and I noticed that I wasn't getting it back. Or it just wasn't in the same respects. So guess what your girl did? She fell way back on the surprises because it doesn't make any sense. I'm sitting here buying this stuff for you and it's not being returned. So what's the point? So the next bulletin point that we're going to go to is flowers. It's touchy. I know all females don't like flowers. And I've heard that before. What you mean? Oh, you like flowers? Not everybody likes flowers. A majority of the females that I know, we like flowers. And I don't know, it must be a small percentage of females that don't. But you can't just take what your last girl liked and just run with it. No, sir. No, sir. You gotta buy some flowers. And if your girl's allergic to it or she doesn't like it, guess what? Get an edible arrangement. Who doesn't like fruit? Or chocolates? Come on. There's a million alternatives that you could do besides actual flowers nowadays. There's so many businesses out there that cater to it. Like a cute little whatever boxes or whatever have you. Like there's sentimental boxes that it could be sweet chocolates or candles or something. It's something that can replace flowers that you could do nowadays. There's no excuse. But majority of females do like flowers. And it's sad that we only get them when it's a special occasion. Can we get some damn flowers? And sometimes it's not even on a special occasion. It could be Valentine's Day and there's no damn flowers. Oh my gosh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it's sad. It's sad out there in these streets. And I don't know what it is. I just feel like romance for my generation and Generation Z, it's like it's dead. It's absolutely dead. I think it just died after our parents. It's like nobody takes romance seriously anymore, does it? Nobody believes in marriage anymore. It's just like we're so used to this quick gratification and it's just sad. It's just sad. I know it's like a sensitive and sad topic I got today, right? But that meme just stirred something in me. I was like, dang, really? Is it? I had to sit there and really think, like, do guys really do this anymore? And I really had to think. I haven't really had a truly romantic guy in a very long time. I'm talking about almost 10 years. I'm not telling you my age, but you probably, well, if you're listening and you know me, you know how old I am. But it's like been almost 10 years since I had a truly romantic guy. And it was really nice. And I haven't met anybody since that has been a true romantic. Or if they are, just like I said, they have other shortcomings. They're ugly or they have shortcomings, if you know what I mean. And it's just like, I don't want to deal with that. So it's like either you deal with Vienna sausages or you get the non-romantic guy. It's like which struggle do you want to pick? It's just like really sad out there in these streets. Don't feel sorry for your girl though. It is what it is. So that's our topic for today. We'll be right back. sit tight. And you know I gotta have that music, so you know I'm gonna squeeze in a little bit of music before the end. We'll be back.
So far gone, I know you meant it. You cut all your hair off, yeah, these days you looking different. You switched up your number cause I had to use the DM. I was dialing the old one from AM noon to PM. So your mama know we broke up. I see you blocked me, baby, grow up. Don't shut me out, baby, girl, hold up. I know that you heard all this before. Never thought I'd see the day when you'd ignore me. But every woman has a day when she gets tired of the games and she gets tired of being played like she's a toy. She finds the strength to up and leave and she wakes up and finally sees that you ain't nothing like a king, you're just a boy. You've reached your expiration date. Your expiration date. Let me guess, I bet you all in your group texting your girls how I'm a dog now. And I bet they going in, you keep on listening to your friends, although they single and they played out. You probably going out tonight. You probably getting dressed up right now. You probably getting drunk tonight. You plotting how you gon' get me back somehow. Oh baby, I know how tables turn, yeah, I know. You live and learn, yeah, I know, I know. But every woman has a day when she gets tired of the games and she gets tired of being played like she's a toy. She finds the strength to up and leave and she wakes up and finally sees that you ain't nothing like a king, you're just a boy. You've reached your expiration date. You've reached your expiration date.
Going on, it's CeCe, and I'm here with my closing remarks. And don't forget, your girl is not a one-trick pony. So if you catch me on IG, it's from the mind of CeCe. Remember, CeCe is spelled C-E-C-E. You want to email me, it's from the mind of CeCe at gmail.com. Don't forget the online boutique shop with Miss CeCe, shopwithmzcece. And don't forget my nail and lash business, Slayed by Miss CeCe, SlayedByMzCeCe. And don't forget your girl also, New Endeavors alert, has a online kink shop, CeCe's Kink Shop. That's on IG. And also, I got that website. So make sure you go to the IG page for that. Show me some love. And don't forget, have a blessed week and be prosperous and be safe.